This next map is by Sebastian Munster, circa 1540-1552, and is titled Tabula Novarum Insularum Quae Diversus Respectibus Occidentalis and Indianas Vocant, and is a map of North and South America.
This map is a woodcut, and it is thought to be the very first map of the New World taken as a whole. And you can see in the lower of the two continents, South America to us, Die Neue Welt, the New World. The map is full of wonderful features. Obviously, it is quite distorted as we would look at it today, but it has all the basics. A landmass to the south, South America, a land bridge between South America and what we think of as North America, and a somewhat truncated version of what we think of as North America today. The map is of Cuba, for example, off the tip of Florida, the island of Hispaniola. Some of the West Indies are reflected. Jamaica also appears. When you look at the northern hemisphere, northern part of the hemisphere, you can see a word, Francisca. The French had made early inroads there. Then below that, Terra Florida. The Spanish had made early inroads there. And between the two is something that has been referred to in the early maps as the Sea of Verrazzano. It was speculated that there was an intrusion that gave some hope that the Northwest Passage to the Orient could easily be found. Perhaps of greater interest is South America. And when we look at South America, we notice several things. There are some illustrations there, for example. And I would call your attention to the one on the right-hand side, more or less where Brazil is today, entitled Canabali. And there are some lurid images there of limbs hanging from trees, reflecting an early European belief that South America was populated by cannibals, which was the Victoria ship that Ferdinand Magellan took on his trip around the globe, the first circumnavigation of the Earth. The boat made it all the way around. Unfortunately, Magellan himself was killed in the Philippines. But one can see at the very bottom of this particular map a reference to the strait that has been named after Magellan at the very, very bottom. This map also contains an early understanding of Japan. If one looks on the left-hand side, it's seen as a vertical rectangle almost, Japan. Again, in the early days of this map, which was originally prepared in roughly 1540, not much information was available, and the map maker did the best he could.